The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hatred. Terrorism. Racism. Fascism. White nationalism. White supremacy. All of these are terms that I've unfortunately never left our lexicon, but over the past week or more have been reignited, brought to the forefront of our lives. I'm Viewer, this is Point of Viewer, and over the past week I had originally planned to discuss a few things. The delay of AFLX, Tiger Woods and what was found in his system, but no. Boston takes preference. Dallas takes preference. North Carolina takes preference. And above all of those, Charlottesville takes preference. I'm going to begin this podcast by saying this is dedicated to the memory of Heather Heyer, an innocent 32-year-old woman who needlessly lost her life just over a week ago today as I'm recording this. And I'm going to let you know right now, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to offer a phone number. I want you to see if you can try and call that phone number. And let the person on the other end know how you feel. And if you're able to reach them, I want you to mention Heather Heyer, if you could. You'll see why as the podcast develops. So, a little bit of a flashback to the morning of Saturday, August 12th. It started out as just an average day. I myself was able to sleep in a little bit that day, as I tend to do on Saturdays. Got up, walked around, cut off our outdoor lights, thinking about my plans for the day, what I had to do, where I had to go, and went into Mom's room, watched TV. She likes to watch MSNBC on the weekends, which, very good network, very solid reporting, especially during the administration of Fuckface 45, and yes, that is his permanent nickname. From now until whenever he leaves office, be it through impeachment or resignation, whatever means. Watching the news, and we saw the rally in Charlottesville with your, let's just call them what they are, because Fuckface 45 never will. You're neo-Nazis. You're vanilla ISIS, if you will. And I'd like to thank my best friend for that term. She let me know via pastor. Very appropriate. And it fits. You've gone beyond xenophobia. You've gone beyond all of the issues that ISIS wants. You're either part of their particular sect, their particular beliefs, their particular ethnic system, however you want to call it, or you are to be cleansed. Or you are anti religion, anti what have you. These are what neo-Nazis, your fascists, your white supremacists, white nationalists, whatever the fuck they want to call themselves. Even throwing the term alt-right, although one of your dear leaders had a little bit of a bad week. These are what these people are. These are vanilla ISIS. The only difference, they no longer wear the masks, the white hoods, whatever. They chant. They walk out shirts, shorts, jeans, khakis, polos. You see their hats, you see their faces, you see their beards. You see their tiki torches, which wouldn't want to be an owner of any tiki torch company now. What was originally just something that you would have in the backyard for a party, maybe help keep the bugs away, and associated with half decent barbecues, half lame ones. Now you're associated with people running around chanting blood and soil, which I didn't even know the Nazis had a separate motto for their agriculture department up until last week. Now I do. So these people were out, already in force, protesting the removal of a statue. General Robert E. Lee. Now, for those of you who are still somewhat unaware, if you've been unable or unwilling to watch the news for a variety of reasons, okay. But we're talking about a man who, let's face it, committed treason against this country. He fought and sent men to their deaths by the hundreds and thousands. Not for states' rights. Not for economic stability and sovereignty. No. It was to keep slaves. To maintain slave labor. To continue a system that was abhorrently broken. Just because he was one of those who thought he was the man. White is right, and if you're any other color, you're just shit. I can beat you, I can kill you, work you for whatever for free. He saw other human beings as property. Even after the Civil War ended, after the Union succeeded, we began the process of healing as a country, growing as a country, the Reformation period. He didn't want statues of himself. His relatives have confirmed he didn't want statues of himself. They would open too many wounds. They would show too many scars in our history. He never said, do not educate the people. Do not remind them of this time, but just don't do it in that way. That's acceptable. Keep things in the history books. We need education of all things, especially now. Just like we're reminded of the Holocaust, just like we're reminded of all of the different wars that this country's been involved in. Far East Pacific Theater, Mexican American, World War I, you name it. War has been a brutal and unfortunately hyper-present part of American history, of American culture. Movies, TV shows, it's a go-to thing and has been for some time. But nevertheless, you begin in the 1920s, move on decades hence, there were statues anyway. Nathan Bedford Forrest, Robert E. Lee, your big-time Confederate generals and KKK founders. Statues, high schools named after them. They got, in a sense, the royal treatment. So finally, cities like Charlottesville, like New Orleans before them, wise up and say, yes, this is history. Let's take these statues down. We have other ways of remembering this. In New Orleans, you couldn't see what company was doing it, out of safety for the workers. Names blocked out on the truck. Workers in full hazmat suits covered up to conceal their identity. Behind large sheets of wood under the cover of darkness, they removed statues. Charlottesville didn't even get the opportunity because when Vanilla ISIS got wind, they said, no, we're not going to let this happen. So the night prior, they showed up in mass, and Saturday morning, they showed up in even larger mass. Of course, you have those completely antithetical to Vanilla ISIS. The anti-fascist movement, which I didn't even know completely existed again until that Saturday morning. It was a very educational day looking back at it. What started as two sides waving flags, each side had their own flag. Each side had, well, I take that back. The anti-fascists did have a militia, and those dressed up in gear, riot gear, some with weapons, but naturally so did Vanilla ISIS. Not so much in a militia form, but you have those like the now infamous Christopher Cantwell talking all kinds of things about Jared Kushner and everybody else under the bright lights of the vice cameras, reduced to crying like a bitch on YouTube. He was there shit talking. He had guns. So many others had guns. One man, as things were going down in the nearby sort of secondary park, as Emancipation Park was eventually declared unlawful assembly. This is the park where the statue is taking place. As the skirmishes escalated, as members of the clergy were being hit with water bottles and being ushered out of the way, as they just stood holding hands, acting as a blockade. These were the people who were just in the way of Vanilla ISIS. Campbell was there, another man was there who turns out to be the boyfriend of famous, although not famous to me, cosplayer Anissa Kiss. I believe I said that right. She got called out for being at the march after lying she wasn't there. Her boyfriend said in a phone call on camera, "I'll send 200 of my guys with guns to get my people out if you don't." As things escalated, I questioned where the police were. Now, through no fault of the mayor, who is a wonderful person and acted quickly, Charlottesville police weren't entirely quick to respond. The police force waited too long to declare unlawful assembly and to intervene, and really left it up to the state police to try to get a hold of the situation. But the skirmishes had already happened. The skirmishes grew into fights. And the fights eventually grew into a 20-year-old fuckface who decided to be a real shithead, not happy, take a Dodge Challenger of all cars. Again, bad day for them. And start running people over. Cause an accident, chain reaction is part of it, and ran people over. If you see certain videos online, you can see drops of blood on the hood and windshield of another car. You could see people pushing others out of the way, flying in midair, taking a hit so they can save a life, and unfortunately winding up in a meme. There's one woman there, helped others, just there. I believe she was part of the protests, but unarmed, peaceful, minding her own business. Heather Hare hit, eventually died of her injuries. And if you want to add an extra wild card to this, there was a police helicopter, two men in it, near the situation. That helicopter crashed. Those two men were killed. Now, it's unknown whether that incident was related to the protests, to the other injuries, to the people that were hit, to Vanilla ISIS that were causing a ruckus. That's under investigation. What started out as a simple morning, by 2 o'clock that afternoon, had just devolved into this primal base of humanity over this inherently stupid ideology, doing what humans do and fighting, exposing their beliefs, exposing their sheer will, exposing that they will do whatever it takes, be it hurt or kill, to get what they want. And if this isn't bad enough, we look at the incidents since then. Multiple stabbings in Finland, not far from Helsinki. An 8-year-old girl killed, 13 others injured, as a truck ran into a French pizzeria. Barcelona, over a dozen killed, over 100 injured, as two drivers ran through a tourist square. It's like an open market that, again, a big time tourist spot in Catalonia, Spain. Now, all of these, and I'm pretty sure including the Finland attacks, considered terror. It's bad enough that we had Nice. It's bad enough that we had the Bastille Day incidents. We're already on this sort of heightened sense of alert. This level, because all these people who have newfound power thanks to Fuckface 45, more on him in a second, but all these people think that they have the green light to now just go and do whatever, send their message. And of course, everybody focuses on the tangible, the news media reporting on just the tangible, the hot topics, the push buttons. Nobody calling, well, it's not even the news they have, but nobody realizing what Vanilla ISIS is really doing. They focus on the statues. For me, they're statues. I live in a town, we had a high school named after Robert E. Lee in Nathan Bedford Forest. One been changed. We have statues, and unfortunately Vanilla ISIS will be here next month to protest potentially removing these statues. You had the protest in Boston that really ended, thankfully, mostly peacefully. Had a few troublemakers before it got started. You had protests in Dallas. Go through that incident. But all of the reporting has been about the statues, and that's not it. That's not what this is about. This is about power. Newfound freedom. The fucker-in-chief, Fuckface 45, condones this. If anybody wants to argue the fact that he condoned it, he waited 2 days before saying anything. 2 days. 48 hours. Politicians being politicians, they were on Twitter that Saturday calling the incident for what it is. Fuckface 45 waits and waits and waits. Then he decides, instead of picking out Vanilla ISIS for who they are, decrying racism, decrying fascism, decrying white supremacy. No, he says it was many sides. Bad people on many sides. Has to write down some sort of third-assed speech incited in front of a news conference. pulling it out of his pocket when he wants to talk about infrastructure or the economy. What the fuck does that do? Everybody who says, oh, it was economic hardship and I want my job and dear. No. This wasn't about jobs. Look at where the economy is right now. For those of you fortunate invest enough in the stock market, you've been doing great over the past year, couple of years. Markets are at record highs, breaking through just about every single day. You want to talk about a job? Let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about the fact that unemployment's been hovering 4.5%? The lowest levels since 01. So for you, there's jobs. Unless you were spotted in that march, in which, yeah, corporate America isn't too happy with you, Vanilla ISIS. They don't want you being in any way affiliated with any of their brands. They're rightfully firing you. Now, this should mean more job opportunities for me, but that's a different debate for a different show. All of these mentalities are thrown right in everybody's face. Do I have friends who are Trump voters? Yes. Do they regret voting for Trump? Nearly immediately. They're still my friends. We still talk. I have no qualms. For them, at least, I get it. But for the ever-shrinking violet of a base, you're now part of Vanilla ISIS, whether you ever wanted to be or not. Those 30% or whatever you are proportion-wise, because different polls have different averages and whatever. They're all in the 30s. Surprisingly, this is who you sided with. This is what you wanted. This is what you're getting. Congratulations. Even with all the empty statements, empty promises, David Duke coming out, reminding the public who got fuckface 45 into the Oval Office to begin with. So of course the orange bastard is going to do nothing about it. And you can tell, be it Hope Hicks or whomever he's randomly picking out of a hat, is writing some of his tweets for him because they're at least eloquent. They're coherent. They can spell words properly. Sorry, but healing of wounds does not have two E's. It doesn't. But fuckface 45, maybe you meant to use that heal, H-E-E-L. Because you are the heel. All of your base are just marks. Saying that you're their president no matter what. And you are. You're not mine. You're not anyone else's I know. But you at least got them clinging on to you. While you sit out there try to be a baby face. Blaming Obama, blaming Democrats, blaming Republicans, blaming Mitch McTurtle, blaming every single person you can point a fucking stick at. It's you. You always wanted to play the hero, to be the hero. the one to come in and save the day. But in order to be a hero, you need a villain. You need that arch nemesis to stop so you can save the city, save the country, save the world. That hero is never gonna come. Is it Fuckface? All these years, real estate fleecing the city of New York, getting into trouble with marketing and smear campaigns of your casinos. You knew deep down you were never gonna be the hero. People hated you. The real elites in this country wanted nothing to do with you. You don't have your money. It's just an empty shell. Look at what you've become. Look at who you are. Did you get in over your head? Did you talk to one too many people in the concrete industry and now you're indebted? You're getting too many cramps from giving Putin too many handjobs? You need an anal retread surgery? Putin a little too big for you? I'm wondering these questions, Fuckface. I'm probably not the only one. But I hope that this becomes a reminder to everybody. Don't go out and try to be the hero. If you are, people will know it. You'll have your support. Go out and fight the villains that are there. Don't become a villain while in search of a villain. That gets you nowhere. After the streets are cleared, the Virginia State Police finally came in, intervened, did their job. We're left with a memorial. We're left with yet another stain. With rashes of even more stains. Flags you can't even fly in Germany. Symbols that are taped up because the Germans know better. They're free here. Now, I'm not attacking anybody's First Amendment rights. As long as you assemble lawfully, okay. As long as you express yourselves humanely, okay. Well, when your speech isn't merely free, but is a call to action, all of the people calling and acting on creating a white homeland, creating an ethnically white superpower like Russia, which, let's face it, with this country's diversity, it's next to impossible. Especially for the future generations. We're inventing new shades of the spectrum, bitches. You're gonna have a hard time telling who's what. It's your own fault. It's a lot of it. White men marrying black women. Loving who they want. Having happy lives, having children, families, going out living their dreams. And let's face it, have we not all seen Blacked.com, Blacks on Blondes? All you Vanilla ISIS lot of your chicks like the chocolate. I've even had people, women confess their samplings and leanings coming towards me. And I'm not even full on. I got Caribbean blood. I got Native American blood. So what y'all gonna do? In your leaders and your publications, the alcoholic thumb himself, he's gone. He's not in fuckface's ear. And you bitches at Breitbart actually say that you're ready for war? Do you even know what war really is? Did you all fight? Did you serve? The 82nd Airborne, who parachuted into Germany, they know. They've seen it. They were one of the people who preliminarily won Twitter when someone asked them about someone at the march in an 82nd Airborne hat giving a Nazi salute. They said it perfectly. Anybody can wear a hat. Anybody can buy a hat. But valor is earned. And Fuckface 45, saying this stuff was long before him, long before Obama. What does Obama do? He puts out a series of 3 tweets, quoting another great man in Nelson Mandela. Him looking in a window. Cute babies. 3 or 4 of them, all different colors, looking back at him, wondering what's going on, peeking out the little window. Fuckface 45, he once told us, you know words and you have the best words. Your tweeting is a way of communicating to the people and making your tweets official statements. Everything from misspelled attempts at denouncement to healing to creating a transgender ban in the military. Fuckface 45, why didn't you break Twitter? How come one of your tweets don't have 3-4 million likes and about 1 million retweets? Oh, that's right. Because you're a dumbass. Because you're a shithead. Because no one hardly likes you. And the people that do, we're not too fond of them. You have someone who showed us true class. Making us think. Reminding us about how society should be. That's what we look to, even in the nastiest depths of Twitter. We can come back to center from that. It's one of the things that makes me proud. Not just as a Twitter user since 2010, but as an American. Times aren't good. Times aren't safe. So many people of color, LGBTQIA, your quote baggers. There's no safety. There's no sucker. You get up in the morning, go to bed at night. Everything in between just looks bleak. And Fuckface 45, that bleakness comes from you. You're not going to get us out of it. I think we know that. But to those in the Antifa movement, your anti-fascist, anti-hatred, whomever, even Black Lives Matter, which, good for you for showing up, but kind of bad idea, don't get lumped into this because you just become another hot button topic. There are people who are fighting, who aren't tired of fighting, who will keep fighting. You can try to spread your hate and your will and your anger. You can't even find a home for your website on the dark web. What does that tell you? To all those who tried this with your chants, with your flags, with your guns, you're not even worthy of a fuck you because you're getting what you get. Welcome to the public. You're known now. You put away your hoods. Thank you for that, because we can see everything on your face and in your eyes. We as a society know what we're working with now. Wear your polos and your Brooks Brothers suits. Hang your hats on people like Steve Bannon, Sebastian Gorka, Stephen Miller. Go ahead, worship your idols. Have your stickers and your flags and your red hats and mark out the fuckface 45 all you want. Show yourselves. So we can see who we're dealing with. If you want to be proud that you're a vanilla ISIS, go right ahead. Go ahead. You're not going to win. All the clergy swept aside by security for their safety. The people that help save lives, the medics, everyone. We're helping each other. Who are you helping? How many more of you are going to be called out? How many more of you that are just going to sit back with your AKs and your nines and your knives, standing in the room crying like a fucking bitch? Hundreds, thousands, millions? You're there. Especially you, Chris Cantwell. Where was your pistol? Where was your training? Where was all of that violence and pent-up aggression? What did it get you? What did it really get you? I'm going to close by saying, remember Heather Heyer. See her mother on TV. Don't listen to Fuckface 45 in his lies, even about reaching out to her. If you know her, offer condolences and a hug. Keep this mission strong. For upcoming protests, be ready. Be peaceful. By all means, be peaceful if you can. But be ready. This is a fight that is long from over. I don't know when it will be settled. I don't know finally where. If enough time has to pass. If older generations have to die off. It's a lot of things. And while we have our victories with Bannon, going back to Breitbart, spreading his gout there, we're not done. You've seen their faces now. You've seen how many there are that are willing to come out of the shadows, despite the fact that only 24 of them showed up in Boston to the hundreds of counter-protesters. You'll still have those who are more than willing. Whether the statues come down or not, as they're kicked on the ground, and even some idiot taking a selfie with one, which, ugh. Wrong place, wrong time. Way to ruin the feel. But this is still history. We still need to be on the right side of it. And as for the phone number, area code 631-791-5842. I'll say it again for everybody. Area code 631-791-5842. Now, for those of you who are on YouTube, you know whose phone number that is. He gave it out. And if not, if you haven't, yeah. If he hasn't changed it already, that's Chris Cantwell. Don't lie and say that you're the police. But let him know how you feel, what you think. Tell him that this is for Heather Hare. For all those who were injured in Charlottesville. For those killed in Barcelona. And Paris, or wherever in France. For them. For Finland. For everyone. Just tell them, whatever way you deem necessary, fuck you. Well, that about does it. Thank you for listening. And thank you for letting me say my piece on this show. And if you ever see me out and about wearing a University of Virginia baseball jersey, you know why. You'll know why. Granted, if they wind up winning a national championship, I wouldn't be as mad as I would have been in years past, but yeah, I wouldn't be too upset. But in the end, this has been Point of Viewer. If you liked what you heard, if you want to hear more, you got questions for me, tweet me at SquidSportsHead. I want to thank my awesome producer, Sean, who's been, you know, down for the count. Had a little bit of an issue. Had to go through surgery. Tweet him some well wishes on the road back to recovery at W2MSean. Go on the site, W2Mnet.com. Game reviews, wrestling podcasts, soccer, football, more of my dulcet tones. You name it, you got it. And for more Point of Viewer, any other of my podcasts you happen to hear me on, football to the max, soccer to the max, this week in the AFL, Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play, you name it, you can find it. Give it a listen. But in the meantime, think. Prepare. always, now more than ever, do your homework. Dissect the arguments and counter-arguments. And don't forget to be awesome.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.